Hello and welcome to the Dry Bar Comedy Podcast, Vacation Mode.
Vacation Mode.
Whoa, sunglasses over
Shades
there.
Shades on, sun's out.
I got baby. A shirt with palm trees on them.
Yeah, look at those. You can't really tell. They look like tiny spiders from here.
Is this a spooky shirt, actually? Look, it's a Hawaiian shirt. And
we're filming this for Halloween 4 months early.
It's a Hawaiian shirt.
But what we are doing today... It's vacation mode, vacation jokes, baby.
Vacation jokes.
We did those jokes. You remember reacting to the jokes a few weeks ago? Do you remember that?
I do remember. I'm
trying to remember what we did.
We did college jokes.
College
graduation
jokes.
Jokes.
Yep, in honor of the graduates.
You graduate. You know what comes after graduation? Summer vacation. Or going to the workforce.
There. Graduated. Joining the Air Force, maybe, in some cases.
Joining the Air Force.
I'm thinking about it.
I don't think people do that after they graduate, usually. Because it doesn't usually the Air Force pay for the degree.
For a college degree? Sure.
Sure.
I could see it happening. But so we asked people, hey, did you like how we reacted to the jokes, counted down your favorite college bits?
Yeah.
Well, we want to do it. We're going to, uproarious response. People loved it.
See, they loved
a voracious response.
They loved it. And I'm not taking it as they liked stuff that wasn't us being played on the podcast. They just liked to laugh with us.
Laugh
like to see
with
what we
us.
Thought of the jokes.
And I mean, I'm sure it was both. Right?
And
a mix of both.
Like I said in the last episode, I think people went to graduation, went home, watched that episode while
their
graduate
families.
Was still in their regalia.
My aunt-in-law saw it.
I think she's just your aunt.
Is that okay? Yeah, it's on my it's on my my partner's side. I call her my wife. I don't know why I did that. But and she said it's nice to get to know you a little bit through the podcast.
I was gonna say, did you watch any of her podcasts to get to know her?
She actually does have an herbal remedies podcast.
Really? Is it called Aunt-in-Law?
It is actually. No, it's not called that.
All right. Well, I'm glad. But like what I was saying, I think graduates watched our last episode together, and now I think you can have a barbecue, pull out the projector, be grilling up some burgers, have us playing over here, talking about vacations. Maybe you're on a plane. Maybe
people probably listen to this in their cars, maybe at work with their headphones in. But I doubt they're sitting and watching it with their families. Let us know in the comments what you're doing.
Well, I'm telling you, that's a normal episode. This is a vacation episode.
Vacation episode. Let me get these back on.
Get some hot dogs cooking. Check into your flight. Put this whole thing on.
Put this.
Because we have some great clips to show.
We have some great clips and some great responses. We are counting down. Not really counting down because we're not counting anything. We have a certain amount of bits. We're not counting them. But we are going to be reacting to them and talking about them. So let's get to our first bit. What do you say, Jay?
I would love to get to it.
I've noticed my vacations have changed. My vacations used to involve some sort of activity. Now my vacation is all about just eating. You know, where to eat, what to eat, let's go eat. We're on this cruise ship. I'm telling you, she said this to me. She goes, look, we need to eat now, so later when we eat, we're hungry.
Here. So that's our friend Danny Viaponda with a funny bit about splurging, eating food on vacation. You got
to
do it, Jordan.
Eating is one of my favorite things to do on vacation. You're in a new city, you got to try new things.
Yes.
If you're in Chicago, you got to try Chicago-style pizza.
Yeah.
New York pizza. If you're in Detroit, Detroit-style pizza. Boston clam pizza. I ate a lot of pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. A friend actually the other day was like, hey, you want to get, let's go to this pizza joint. They do Boston-style pizza. It's like, what is that?
Is that real?
I spent a lot of time over there on my service mission. I mentioned that. and never heard of any kind of Boston style pizza. They had good pizza there, but I wouldn't say it was Boston style.
I don't know what would make it Boston style.
Me neither.
I feel like there's too many. We've just barely figured out what Detroit style is. I think we're just kind of set as far as city style pizzas.
Style pizzas. Yeah.
Don't get me worked up on this.
Well, I mean, Chicago style pizza isn't even pizza. Basically lasagna or some kind of thing like that.
You'll have some people disagreeing with
or a pot pie. It's like a pot pie.
I
wouldn't
deep.
Call that pizza. It's deep, right. But it's not deep dish.
You love to eat on vacation, Taylor?
I do. I really look forward to it. And my wife and I are planning a trip to the Northeast We're going to eat a lot of seafood. That's a main staple of our trip coming up. Yeah.
Northeast. What part?
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. Why there?
August 18th through the 20th.
Can this be a couples trip?
Yeah, if you want. You know, why not? Throw on the old, you know, maybe iron that Hawaiian shirt. And then, you know. Maybe
viewers at home, I steamed this for 20 minutes and it's a lot better than it was.
Yeah.
You get some oysters out there.
Yeah. I'm a big seafood fan.
Yeah. I was in San Francisco. I ate seafood while we were looking out at hundreds of sea lions on the docks.
And yeah.
They were eating fish too. I was eating fish. The sea lions were eating fish.
You felt like a sea lion at that exact moment.
That's why when you travel, you want to feel like you're part of the culture. And I felt like
the culture of San Francisco, sea lions. Yeah.
What's your favorite meal you've ever eaten on the traveling?
On a trip?
On the traveling.
I was just talking about it, but I really liked seafood, and we got some fried scallops.
Ooh.
Big old scallops. You ever had them fried?
Oh, I've had fried scallops.
Aren't scallops some of the weirdest looking little things, little cylinders of flesh you ever seen?
They are odd.
I'm like, what are they? I know what they are because they come from inside a clam or something.
But, I mean, we all know that for sure it's in a clam or.
Well, they're in a shellfish called a scallop.
Okay.
And but they're weird looking.
They're odd.
They're odd.
Steak of the sea.
Yeah, the steak, the sort of the jujube of the sea. You ever had a jujube?
I don't really know what that is.
it's an old candy.
Old candy?
Yeah, it's like...
Don't make it anymore?
I think they do, but it's like a novelty candy. But okay. It used to be one of my favorite candies, but I'm pretty sure if I ate one now, they look like kind of little multicolored scallops. If I ate one now, it would pull a filling out of my tooth. Because it's so hard and sticky. Jujubes. We'll throw an image up on the thing.
Yeah.
But that was so. Imagine those little rubbery little scallops.
Okay.
Fried.
Oh well.
They look like little chess pieces. I literally had it
last week in San Francisco, 2 weeks ago.
Scallops, fried scallops.
Fried scallops.
For real.
Yeah. It was an appetizer next to the sea lions.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're good.
That's literally what you had.
That's one of the aspects of the meal.
Oh, you had quite a different...
Well, when you're at a place, you got to order a lot of things because you're only going to be there for a while.
What's been your favorite meal that you ever had on vacation, Jordan?
Well, it's hard to pick a favorite.
Yeah.
But most recently, I was in Las Vegas. Nevada. And I went to this place, Nevada.
Yeah.
Correct. Called the Golden Steer. And this place is like 70 years old.
Let me guess, burgers.
No.
Steak?
Steakhouse. Steakhouse. Yeah. And it's like... It feels like mafia inside, like red velvet, like booths.
Isn't that where like Frank Sinatra and...
Well, how'd you know that?
I'm a Sinatra-phile.
Are you a big fan of the Rat Pack?
Yeah. Give me a song to sing.
There's pictures inside of them in there, and they have little plaques on where... Give you a song to sing?
Yeah.
From the Rat Pack?
Yeah.
Were they all singers?
Pretty, and criminals. I'm pretty part-time criminals.
Anyway, but... Here's what they do.
Yeah.
So the
fly ambience, me to the moon.
You don't have to pay for that.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
They make a Caesar salad from scratch in front of you. A guy comes out with a little trolley.
Like a hibachi, but with salad. Hibachi,
but it's just salad? Like a little. He pulls out a thing, and then he walks you through. Do you know how Caesar salad's made?
No.
Do you like Caesar salad?
Yeah.
Put a little mustard in there. Put a little oil in there. He's making the sauce from scratch. Put some anchovies in there.
No way.
Put some Tabasco.
Yeah.
Put some other stuff. Whipped it up. It was cool, though, because then you can taste the different flavors.
It doesn't seem very performative, though, a little bit. It seems like, what's the point of making a salad in front of you?
Yeah, well, I think it's because, for me, I was educated. I was enlightened. It was entertaining. I'll say it wasn't. Maybe it doesn't sound entertaining.
It was kind of like watching a cooking show while you're eating a little bit.
And it was also the best Caesar salad I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Do
all Caesar salads have little anchovies in them?
I think the anchovy is kind of a key ingredient. It's blended into it.
Really?
It's not little anchovies. It's anchovy juice.
I didn't know that.
I don't know. But let us know in the comments, but... Anchovies were in this one, and I've always known that about Caesar in my brain, but not like I never confirmed it.
Very nice.
So then the steak was great too, but honestly, the Caesar salad prepared in front of the Caesar from scratch, made in front of me
at Caesar's Palace.
No,
at the Golden Steer.
Golden Steer
in Las Vegas, Nevada.
A little bit off the strip.
Should we see our next clip?
I'm ready for another clip, Taylor. I don't know about you, but I'm sick of talking about this.
Love it. You turn into different people on a couple's vacation. You say stuff to each other you'd never say at home. Like, if you wake up before me, wake me up, because I don't want to miss the sunrise without you. You don't say stuff like that at home. No, at home, you're like, if you wake up before me and you wake me up, I'll kill you.
That's our friend Kristen Key. You can see her special on the Angel app.
Angel app, yep, free to download. There's a bunch of driver specials on there. There's a, it's interactive. You can press a button to show you're laughing. You vote for your favorite bits. That's a pretty cool feature.
Hey, that's fun.
If I would get on there, I'd vote for your bit, Jordan.
Yeah, which one?
The ugly kids bit.
Okay, that's the one you always mention.
So guys, check out angel.com/dbcpod and download the Angel Studios app today.
So tell me, Taylor, in your romantic getaway to Rhode Island, you're going to wake up and see that nice Rhode Island sunrise in the morning?
I don't know. We'll probably wake up to see the sunrise okay. every once in a while. But I mean, why not just wait until the sun sets? And then film that and then watch it reverse.
that's a good idea.
And you're basically getting the same effect and you don't have to wake up early.
That's a beautiful idea.
There you go.
They should put you in charge.
People can use that. Who should?
the American people.
Yeah.
I did watch a romantic sunrise once in Hawaii with my wife. And it was only because we were jet lagged and couldn't sleep, but we were up for it. Yeah. It actually was really nice. I don't see many sunrises.
You know what I love is when you're heading off on a road trip together.
Oh, the best.
And that's the best.
Leaving your problems behind you.
You know what I like to do? We like to get McDonald's breakfast.
Oh, the best.
You know the best?
It's a great breakfast.
Yeah.
And eat it while you're driving.
Yep.
Throw the trash out the window. Yeah. You do. Oh, you're bad. I said that to try and catch you.
I do. I throw all my trash out the window. Vacations doesn't get much more romantic than a vacation.
No, right? Not at all, man.
Sometimes a little too romantic. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm not sure what too romantic means, but... But should we jump to the next one?
I think we're ready for another clip, Taylor.
We went on a vacation. And that didn't go well, you know. I was all excited. My wife surprised me. She's like, we're going to Costa Rica, right? I'd never been there. So I'm like, okay. But she didn't tell me we're staying in the jungle. She's like, it's a health resort in the jungle. Because, you know, that's where you go to get healthy is the jungle. You know, hey, you're losing weight. You're working out now. The tsetse fly bite. You got a little malaria. You know, sweating. 32 ways. So pretty good. 1 week.
Man, that's a crazy little story.
That's a crazy story. Have you ever been somewhere a little bit stressful? Have there been any jungles or anything?
Oh, man. You know, so camping is a little bit of a toss-up.
Does camping count as vacation?
It can be.
It's an own thing. It's like it's a hot dog, a sandwich. It's camping vacation.
You eat hot dogs on a camping trip.
And on vacation, if you're vacationing with me.
So, vacation, camping, and in the middle of the Venn diagram,
hot dogs.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
They're the same thing.
You know, my honeymoon, we went to...
that was crazy?
The Dominican Republic.
Okay.
Stayed at a resort there. But we got ill pretty quickly. You're not supposed to drink the water there, which we didn't, but they did serve salads at lunch that seemed, you know, you freshen up a salad by putting some water on it.
No. Like, what do you mean? Like wash it off?
Yeah.
Freshen it up. I like that.
Well, but don't you, we've ever had like an old salad in the fridge that's a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Leathery.
You
put some water on it, it absorbs the water, gets crispy, crunchy.
Get crispy, yeah.
So I think they were using some of that water we weren't supposed to be drinking. So we were eating the water and then...
You're eating the water?
Well, we were eating the salad that had the water on it. Do you understand?
Did that make you sick?
It made us sick. There's not a good story.
How sick? Did you have to go to the hospital or anything?
No.
Good, because it's hard to find a good DR in the DR, if you know what I mean.
Okay. Yeah. For, like, doctor?
Yeah, doctor.
No, but we did pay for, like, an excursion.
Sure.
And we were too... We couldn't get our money back, but we also couldn't go.
An excursion, like a... where do they excurge to?
I think it's like an island.
Yeah.
They take you away. Boat you there. Beautiful, I hear. But we were in my hotel room.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got a fun story. I just thought of...
what just happened to everyone? Because Taylor wasn't listening to a word I was saying. And his gears were just turning about something he can add to the convo. And I'm okay with it. We're friends. I'm okay with it.
I listened to what you said. You were eating water. You were eating lettuce, and you crisped it up with some water. Like, that whole story was how to rehydrate lettuce.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you listening.
Well, okay. So my family, we went to a lake, and we went we were fishing and whatnot. We rented a cabin.
Okay.
First of all, I think this cabin is where I got bed bugs from.
You still have them?
No.
Good.
But the we had bed bugs for almost like 6 months. And I think they originated from that cabin. But in the middle of the night, we hear screaming from the, it was like a cabin. We divide down the middle with a mirrored layout.
Okay.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
It was a cabin with a mirrored layout.
Okay.
And we hear the screaming, and my nephews are going crazy. They're sleeping in the attic. There's bats flying around in the attic. And so my nephews are like freaking out and laughing, and a bat landed on one of their heads.
Oh no.
And it poked my nephew in the eye.
Oh, is he alive still?
Yes.
Told you winter was bad in the Midwest. I had to get out of here this winter. I had to go on vacation. Anybody in this room ever been on a vacation? I gotta ask that, man, because a few places I play, they're like, oh no, dude, since they put that Walmart in town, we don't have to go anywhere. We can get beef jerky and suntan oil. Who still uses suntan oil?
Well, that was Dry Bar comedian Chris Young.
Chris Young.
Talking about people that don't go on vacation.
Suntan oil.
I do like how he says oil.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's good. That's good.
You ever use suntan oil?
No. I think it would kill me. Doesn't it increase the intensity of the sun?
Yeah, I think it will. Doesn't it make your body prepared to tan?
What does that mean?
Breaks down the compounds, kind of flips your skin. Flips your skin a little bit.
Flips it?
Yeah. Like a solar panel. Gets it ready for the sun. I think there's something scientific going on with
suntan. So does it block? Is it good for your skin?
Oh, yeah.
It blocks out the bad stuff, but lets in the tanning stuff.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm applying on the beach or on vacation is sunscreen and a high SPF of that.
Yeah.
I'm not messing around.
No, and I think we're both in that camp.
But you look like you could tan. It just looks like you spend lots of time inside.
It is true. Yeah. Yeah, I think I can tan, but I spend a lot of time inside.
You ever bleach your hair?
No.
Oh.
Like a Slim Shady kind of look?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I feel like you could look good with a tan and some bleached hair.
Oh. I should try that out. Maybe I'll hit the oil. Go blonde. Go bleach.
I did go sun tanning in a bed once.
Really?
Yeah.
And what did you didn't just turn into a big pile of cinnamon sugar?
All right. I won't tell the story then.
No,
that was the big punchline. No, I went by Adrian. This is going back to my Dominican Republic story that Adrian thought would be a good idea.
If you got a little base before you went.
Before I went.
Yeah.
And I did it. Lowest setting, shortest amount of time. I didn't feel anything. And I never did it again.
And did you change color?
I don't think so.
It didn't really work on you.
Slightly redder.
Yeah. Well, I've never seen a redheaded individual with a strong tan. Maybe except besides Carrot Top, which that's a very specific look.
Yeah. There are people like in South America that have red hair, weirdly enough. Yeah.
So that brings up a good question. What do you think? Now, this is a very good question. Do you think you'd take more vacations if you didn't have a TV? Do you think you'd take more vacations if you didn't have a bed? If you didn't have a pair of shoes? Would you take more vacations, Jordan? Would you take your wife out on a vacation if you didn't have shoes, Jordan?
Shoes? We'd probably stay in. But okay. There'd be no TV and no shoes?
Okay, let's skip the shoes. The TV.
No TV?
Yeah.
Probably going on more vacations.
I think so too, right?
TV takes a lot of my time.
And it's basically it tricks your brain in thinking you're on vacation when you're not really.
Yeah, especially if you just leave it on the screensaver that looks at the ocean.
Do you think technology... That's a good one.
You're not listening to me this episode.
My brain's on vacation. Anyway, do you think technology will be so good one day that we can take VR vacations?
Yeah, you kind of already can.
VRcations. And it won't even, and it'll be just normal. You'll turn on a couple of lights and it'll like blast you like the sun. You could get a whole vacation simulator in your house. I don't know if I'd ever go on vacation again if I had that.
And this is a perfect segue into us unveiling our new product, Dry Bar Comedy Plus Vacations. It's an invisible VR headset.
But the downside is you have to vacation with Jordan and I. We're
going to be there.
talking inanely about some subject.
But yeah, I don't mess around with sun tanning. I don't mess around with sun oil. I was out digging holes for my wife today. And I was out there for maybe 10 minutes. And I think I'm going to be sunburned tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm seeing a little bit of color.
Does it look a little bit red?
Yeah, wouldn't you say, Holmes?
I should have put on a hat, but she just wanted me to dig 3 holes.
What for? For plants?
She didn't tell me. She's like, get out there and dig, Jordan. And no, it was like, for plants.
It'd be funny. If you dug a Jordan-shaped hole, like Looney Tunes style.
I know where you're going next. Well, I don't think your yard's big enough, Jordan. Okay, I get it.
No.
Jeez, man.
I was doing the Looney Tunes thing. I wasn't saying, this wasn't a joke about
you're
going
to need a quarter acre for that Looney Tunes thing. Come on, dude.
If I would have made a comment, I would have made it in the very first thing we were talking about, eating deep fried scallops.
When you're mentioning it now, that's called a callback. Welcome to comedy, Taylor.
I appreciate it. I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot from hosting this podcast. And let's learn a little more with our next clip.
Yeah, let's go to our next clip.
You know, thanks to social media, I've realized I don't take vacations like the rest of my friends and their families. Like my friends, they take all these elaborate family vacations that involve hotels and airports. Yeah, typically our family vacation involves the family vehicle and a cooler. Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. We all load up in that thing, and then we go visit family that live in surrounding states. Yeah. Basically, it's just me doing chores in a different zip code. Yeah, you know. Nothing says family vacation like steaming the in-laws' carpets. You got to earn your keep while you're there, you know? Yeah, the key is to put your back into it, because when you want to get home from that vacation, you want to go see the chiropractor. That's when you've done it right. Okay.
That was Jennifer O'Brien.
Sounds like she's getting put to work on vacation.
Yeah.
You ever been there before, Taylor?
Big time. I feel like growing up, we would always go to my grandparents' house, and we'd instead like of going to the theme park that was right next door, we ended up like vacuuming.
What was the name of the theme park?
Lagoon.
Oh, Lagoon.
Lagoon.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. We would end up, yeah. I think we would end up going to Lagoon too.
But you have to earn your way there.
Yeah, we would have
These floors need to look spick and span before you can go ride Cliffhanger.
Mom, is that you?
It's not, no, the difference it's not, is it's I Jordan. Actually love you.
You win this one, Macon.
I'll tell, you know, let's get to episode 50 and
See where we're at. We're closer than you think, Jordan.
Exchange our vows.
We're on episode 32 with 32. This one. 32 with this
32.
One.
32. Very cool.
We're in our dirty 30s, yep. You might say. But Jordan, think about it. My wife keeps trying to tell me that cleaning can be a vacation. And I don't think so.
I don't buy that.
I think
that
she's
at
just
all.
Tricking me.
I don't buy that yeah, at all. Me neither.
I had not personally been to a water park in 15, 16 years. But she made the suggestion. I thought, yeah, that sounds fun. Water park. Okay. I haven't been body shamed by a roving pack of 13-year-olds in a while. Yeah, let's pull that bandage off. Yeah, so we went. And I got to tell you guys, I had a pretty bad time. I had a pretty bad time at the Raging Waters, because I don't know if you guys have been to one in a while, but you look at water parks a lot differently when you go to one as a full-grown adult as opposed to when you're like a revved up, you know, hormonally charged teenager. For instance, there's a sign that had a height limit, and this kind of confused me. So I asked a park attendant, and they said, oh, yeah, you know, we have a lot of very narrow tubes. You know, like people, if they're too tall, they might sit up, smack their head. It's a lawsuit waiting to happen. So it's you know, it's a mandatory thing. We have a height limit. You know, I was like, oh, okay. That makes some sense, height limit, I get it. Yeah. However, none of the rides we went on had a weight limit. And they should. They should have a weight limit. And not for fear that anyone's gonna like break a slide. That is like, you know, these are very strong, big screws, just for physics. Just for physics sake. Because I don't know if you guys remember what happens when you combine sleek downward facing plastic with water. But the heavier an object you set on that plastic, the faster it will go.
That's my friend, and would be your friend if you met him someday. Adam,
I hope
Cousins,
so.
Who used to text me all the time and stopped. Adam, if you're listening, are you there? Anyway.
Subscribe.
Yeah, please like and subscribe and then text me. Water parks, too rich for my blood, to be totally honest. You know what I like to do instead?
Yeah.
In northern Utah.
I know what you'd like to do. Eat a 5-course seafood dinner while surrounded by sea lions.
Well, who doesn't like that?
Yeah, of course.
In northern Utah,
yeah,
there's a farm. And on this farm, there's a hill. And on this hill, the owners
this
of the farm.
Is it a Dr. Seuss book? Why did you just got to say it like that? Just tell me what's that. Tell me what it. What is
I'm telling you. I'm trying to upset the scene.
Okay.
Screenwriting 101. Come on, man.
Hill, and then
there's
what's on top of the hill?
The hill? Sloping down the hill, he's put down these plastic kind of mats.
Sure, like a slip and slide.
Like a slip and slide, but more more industrial feeling, stronger. And then he ran a hose up it.
Who did? The farmer?
I assume the farmer. I haven't met the guy.
Is this a story? Is this a
this
news
is a real
story?
Thing. My is this family goes. My you? Family goes to this almost every year.
Oh, really?
And you can rent out a little picnic table, and there's a hose going down the plastic.
Sure.
And you get all muddy, and you climb up, and you go, wee!
And what is this called?
It's called the Hillbilly Mudslide. I'm a big guy, okay? I'm a big guy. I know what I look like. I know all the food jokes we've been making on this episode. I got going so fast on that thing.
Like
Adam talks about this on the special.
He talks about the feet breaks down the physics.
Yeah. I caught air. My brother and I, we did it together. His legs were right here.
Oh my gosh.
Down.
Yeah.
And I was like, we're not stopping. And it just goes into the field. There's a little a little hump.
So this farmer, he rents out his hill and tarp.
I would say nicer than a tarp.
To a lot of people, or is it just your family?
He has a couple different slides going. So all I've known when I've been there, there's been other families. There's something in my eye.
They're rolling all over the place. You're very sarcastically telling me about this hillbilly mudslide.
I'm not sorry. I actually really like it.
Mm.
Oh, well, you say because...
Yeah. that's your line.
Adam Cousins, it's cool you have the money to go to water parks, but I'll be at the hillbilly mudslide.
Hillbilly mudslide.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know about this farmer character who lets families slide up and down his hill.
Yeah, you have to sign a waiver.
And he calls it the Hillbilly Mudslide.
It's called the Hillbilly.
Does they have a website?
That would surprise me, but...
How'd you find out about it? Are you from that area?
I have family up north.
Thank you for sharing that story. I'm still wondering about it.
How do you feel about this? How do you feel about Adam Cousins and his stuff he was talking about?
I always get hurt on water slides.
Really?
I feel like I always get some sort of rug burn. You know how they connect the water slides and they're like, they're sections of tube and then they're like screwed together?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always get, like, pinched between those.
I do, too.
Yeah.
But you're a skinny guy. I thought it was a bigger guy thing.
I'm not that skinny. I used to be.
Yeah.
But not as much anymore.
You've
filled out.
Filled out.
A little bit.
You're a grown man.
Grown man. I'm ready for the hillbilly mudslide,
You
I
are. Papa, and the nice thing about
Papa, am I ready for the hillbilly mudslide? On your 18th birthday, son.
There's no crevasses in it. It's just...
It's one smooth...
It's smooth ride.
That's one... Dang, Pop, that he'll be a mudslide once we ride.
It's smooth, baby.
You know, if water slides freak me out. I'm always, especially the ones that aren't a full tube and you're just going down, I feel like I'm going to fly right off. And sometimes you are inches off the ground. He talks about that. It's like, I don't understand the physics on that one.
There's people dying that we're not hearing about.
Well, yeah. You ever heard of the Action Park? I call it Class Action Park. Look this up. We'll put a picture up. They had a water slide, the most insane thing. Look up the loop-de-loop slide at Class Action, at Action Park in New Jersey. They closed down this park in New Jersey because people were literally dying and so many people were getting injured from this place.
And it's still open?
They
no, you said
I just said they closed it down.
I just was wishful thinking, you know.
I know. I would definitely go if it was still open.
Yeah, I mean, well, I wouldn't, but I'd watch you go down the slide.
I know. You'd be like, Taylor, do it again.
Not fast enough.
Taylor, it didn't work.
I bet you go faster.
But that was a funny... Thank you, Adam. That was a funny bit.
Yeah, thanks, Adam Cousins. Text me sometime. Okay. I shouldn't have been doing this, but as you were telling your story, I checked my texts, okay?
As I'm sure a lot of viewers are.
And literally... minutes ago, the guy I went to the Golden Steer with, if you remember earlier in the episode, all he texted me was, "That salad, though." That's all he said.
Wow.
"That salad, though." T-H-O. Which, yeah. If you're not hip, that means like, remember that thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's talking about that Caesar salad I talked
funny.
About.
That's funny. Yeah.
Man, what a fun day. Your barbecue's probably coming to a close. The kids are all tired from running around the yard, falling asleep. Maybe just land in your plane. I
wonder how sweet it would be if the kids are like sleeping. They've fallen asleep at the podcast. And
the parents are laughing, but they're covering their mouths so they don't wake the kids.
They don't wake the kids. Good luck not laughing out loud at this, yeah. What we've been doing here today.
We know you. We woke your kids.
Yeah.
But... sad to say, I think our clips have come to an end.
I think those are some great vacation clips. So at the end of this whole thing, consensus, vacation,
thumbs good, up.
Good or bad?
Good or bad. I would say mostly good. Even though comedians, we sometimes see the bad in things, none of these comedians would say no vacation for me.
I think everyone would agree, need to take a vacation more often.
More often. Let us know in the comments.
Sometimes the stuff you're doing, it just gets old. Sorry.
He's trying to get us some engagement here.
Sometimes you get tired of the same old thing, same old people. and you need a vacation. And it's okay to feel that way. It's okay to take some distance.
Podcasting for 7 hours, even though your co-host said it would only be an hour, but then you got here and nothing was set up. Sometimes situations like that, you need a little vacation. But you let us know in the comments.
Bad attitude. You go out has a bad attitude. And you need a little break sometimes. And that's okay because vacations are good, right, Jordan?
They're great.
And maybe Jordan could go vacation. Maybe your co-host could go on vacation, get a better attitude from taking a little time for himself.
That might be good. That might be good for one of us. All right. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Dry Bar Comedy Podcast.
Let us know where you're going on vacation.
But also, I think they should let us know their favorite places they've eaten on vacation, favorite meals. How do you feel about water parks?
Do you like
them? Let it all out in the comments.
Yeah. let us know. And let us know how you like this episode. Let us know how you like this episode. We're always in the mood for a little constructive criticism. Ain't that right, Jordan?
I don't think you should invite that.
It's been a joy. We've had fun.
I've had a great time hanging out with you, thinking about vacations, wearing makes a you Hawaiian take shirt. One. Where'd your sunglasses go? There you go. Thanks for watching the Dry Bar Comedy Podcast. Like and subscribe.
And we will see you next time.
Bye, everybody.
Roll Tide.
Be safe out there on vacation.